Welcome to Around H-Town.
104.1 KRBE.
Here we are 11 days into Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our next two guests will talk not just about breast cancer, but overall breast health. Please welcome breast cancer survivor and founder of Reconstruction of a Survivor, Dr. Jenny Bennett, and general surgeon, Dr. Jamie Terry.
Thank you so much, Freddie.
Beginning with you, Dr. Terry, what should women do on a day-to-day basis when it comes to simple maintenance?
Freddie, everything starts with awareness and paying attention to your body. In October, we especially highlight breast health and breast cancer because it starts with women being aware, simple self-breast exam, taking good care of yourself, taking time out from your busy schedule with your kids to go see your doctor, getting annual screening, clinical exams by your physician, talking to them about what you're feeling, being sure you know your family history, and then going forward with any testing that needs to be done, normal or abnormal, so you're sure that you get yourself taken care of.
Now, when it comes to family history, how big of a factor is that in overall breast health among women?
Genetic predispositions get a lot of publicity right now, but family history plays into the entire treatment spectrum for breast health. You can have a genetic predisposition, you can have no genetic predisposition, but still have a strong family history that helps your doctor know perhaps different mechanisms of surveying and observing you so that we're sure to catch something if it should happen early and we can counsel you down the line.
Also, too, I think, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Terry, I believe oftentimes women think, well, my mother didn't have it. But they fail to think about, well, what did my father have? And could the cancer come from his side of the family? So I think it's important that women know to check both sides of the family history to see if there was an occurrence of breast cancer.
And breast cancer, not just something that affects women, but also affects men, too. So what would you say to both women and men as far as, you know, how often they should be checking themselves, self-examinations and such?
Well, you know, as a specialist, I see more breast cancer than the general population. And I actually have seen 3 male breast cancers this year. It speaks to an overriding point that paying attention and going to the doctor. I firmly do believe that mammograms and clinical exams save lives. I know you get conflicting information about how often you should get a mammogram in the public, how often you should go to see your doctor. But I think it suffices, or it's important to say, that paying attention to your body, having a good relationship with your doctor, and knowing when to seek specialty evaluation for those subtle things that perhaps you feel warrant more attention is really all about October. It's paying attention to breast health and being sure that patients understand that breast cancer exists along a spectrum, and we have many mechanisms by which to teach and assist people so that they survive and live full and happy lives.
Now, going back to the genetic predisposition that we were talking about, would you say for somebody who's younger that they go to their doctor and maintain a more consistent relationship as opposed to somebody who might be in their 30s and 40s that does not have cancer in their family history?
I get a lot of questions in reference to that, Freddie, so I appreciate it. And I know that Dr. Bennett can speak to that as well as in that regard. The reality is that patients don't need to be guiding their own genetic evaluation. If patients come to a physician or a healthcare professional with a good family history of what's going on, we have guidelines by which we address whether or not genetic testing is appropriate. And we also have genetic counselors that can provide risk assessments regardless of the actual genetic predisposition inclination. The actual statistics are this, Freddie. Really, only about 10% of all breast cancer is genetically predisposed, which means 90% is going to be a sporadic or an incidental finding. So 90% of the women truly need to pay attention to self-breast exams, knowing their family history, going to see a physician consistently, seeking the best radiographic evidence, that means good mammogram and ultrasound facilities, as well as recouping and coming back to speak to their doctors about that so that things can be paid close attention to.
And this will never happen to me is absolutely not a plan to live by, is what I can gather from what we're talking about here. And we are welcoming here to Around H-Town Dr. Jamie Terry and Dr. Jenny Bennett. And we have an event coming up on Friday. It is Bra Day, and it's going to happen in conjunction with Dillard's and the Westside Surgical Hospital and Breast Cancer Center. Dr. Bennett, let's talk about that.
Yes, this is going to be an exciting opportunity. Shop till you drop, shop for the cure, call it what you want. But Bra Day is Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day. And this is what we're doing to allow women to see that once the surgical procedure of a lumpectomy or a mastectomy or whatever type of procedure they've had, that they all have an option for different types of breast reconstruction. And so we'll have a panel of physicians, Dr. Cash, who's a plastic surgeon, as well as Dr. Terry, talking about the incidence of what do you do now that you've been diagnosed? What do you do with after surgery? So that they can give a full perspective of not just the course of treatment, but also what do you do in terms of decision making.
And I want to thank Deborah Duncan. We're very honored to have Deborah host the event. She's a very busy lady, and we want to put a shout out to her and thank her for supporting Westside Surgical, Dr. Cash, myself, and Dr. Bennett.
And all of this will benefit if you purchase anything in the store at Dillard's that day in any department and pay for it in intimate apparel, 10% will go to Reconstruction of a Survivor Breast Cancer Organization. And that organization provides support group sessions. Dr. Terry and Dr. Cash take care of the physical aspects of it, of cancer diagnosis. But we take care of the emotional and spiritual aspects of it and trying to help women know that instead of hopelessness, that there is hope after a diagnosis of breast cancer.
And, you know, that's wonderful, Freddie, because Dr. Cash and I both seem to understand as a team, breast cancer is evaluated and treated. Frequently, the primary care doctor participates early on. Then a surgeon and or a medical oncologist comes in. But with the multidisciplinary approach that we do provide at Westside Surgical Hospital, we frequently are able to then complete the circle of physicians by incorporating plastic surgical consultation early on so that patients feel as if there is definitely life after breast cancer, and the fear of disfigurement does not keep them from doing what they need to do to have their breast cancer treated appropriately.
And Dr. Bennett, I'd like to get some insight from you regarding what Dr. Terry just mentioned about what happens after a patient defeats breast cancer.
Well, what we believe is that a woman is a survivor day one. Every day that you get up, then you're here, then you've survived cancer. I think the part that is critical is that there are emotional aspects as well as spiritual aspects that the physicians do not have time to take care of. Not to say that they ignore their patients, don't get me wrong. No, that does not happen. But to spend a great amount of time on an ongoing basis is something that we take care of for those physicians. And we partner with many medical facilities in the greater Houston area to provide hope and healing to the women who have been diagnosed. So in other words, if a person's been diagnosed and just said, okay, I can't handle this, I don't know what to do, if they've had surgery, if it's been 10 years down the line when they were diagnosed, all of this plays a role in what we can do to help them know that there's a better life after breast cancer. We do have another component of our program that provides financial assistance to women who are in treatment, and that we call the Janet Eli Angels of Assistance Program. And what that does is any woman who is in treatment, active treatment, can apply to us for financial assistance and see what we could do to help them during their time of challenges that they're facing, financial challenges during breast cancer treatment.
And this is all great information to take in. And this is the kind of stuff that we will be discussing on Bra Day, which is Friday, October 16th. And tons of great things going to happen here. And for all the information, you can RSVP. It's BraDayHouston.com. Thank you so much to Dr. Jenny Bennett and Dr. Jamie Terry for swinging by Around H-Town.